All animals require certain climatic conditions to live in, temperature regimes, precipitation, food items, things of that nature. And global warming is going to change where those temperature conditions are found, and it's going to change the habitats that rely on those temperature and climate conditions.
Buffalo Audubon Society Executive Director Lauren Smith says the changing landscape will force birds to find a new place to live and adapt. He says due to global warming, certain species may not be able to find the conditions they need to eat, reproduce, and survive. The 7-year study of birds in North America finds that of the 588 bird species examined, 314 are at risk of extinction if global warming continues on its current trajectory. The species at risk and found locally include the Baltimore oriole, the bobolink, and the wood duck. Smith says he believes people have to act quickly in order to avoid the disappearance of the birds.
There are some very simple things that people can do in their own backyards in terms of creating bird-friendly yards by removing invasive species, not using pesticides, which kill insects and other food items, letting dead trees stand, or installing a bird bath. You can meet with local decision makers and make sure that they understand that global warming is important for birds, wildlife, and for people, and that we need to be doing things now to mitigate the impact of climate change.
Smith says it's not just birds that are at risk due to climate change. He says birds are a signal that other wildlife, plants, and animals are also at risk. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.